WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Today, we're diving headfirst into a conversation about something that affects all of us at some point. Anxiety and fear. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Like there's this constant sense of unease bubbling beneath the surface? Yeah, me too. It's part of being human, right? But here's the thing. While those feelings are normal, they don't have to control us. We can actually learn to manage them, even overcome them. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to feel more calm and in control, even when life throws its curveballs your way? That's what we're aiming for today, a toolbox of practical tips and strategies to help you navigate those anxious moments and conquer your fears. First off, let's acknowledge that anxiety isn't always bad. It can actually be our inner alarm system, alerting us to potential dangers or challenges. But the trick is learning to differentiate between healthy, helpful anxiety and the kind that spirals out of control and starts hijacking your life. You know what I mean? So, how do we start taming this beast? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Mindful breathing. It sounds simple, but trust me, when anxiety hits, our breathing often becomes shallow and erratic. Practicing deep, conscious breaths can literally calm your nervous system down. Imagine it like hitting the reset button for your mind and body. Take a few slow inhales through your nose, hold for a couple of seconds, and then exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath. It's amazing how quickly it can shift your energy from stressed to centered. 2. Challenge your negative thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on our worst-case scenarios. That voice in your head that whispers, "What if?" or "This is going to be a disaster." Well, it's usually not based on reality. When those thoughts pop up, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought actually helpful? Is there evidence to support it? What's a more balanced perspective? By questioning your negativity, you can start to break its hold on you. 3. Focus on the present moment. Anxiety loves to dwell in the future or replay past events. But the key is to stay grounded in the here and now. Engage your senses. Notice what you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. This simple act of mindfulness can help pull you back from those anxious spirals and bring a sense of calm. It's like hitting the pause button on your overactive mind. 4. Move your body. Physical activity is a powerful anxiety reliever. It doesn't have to be intense. Even a short walk, some stretching, or dancing around your living room can release endorphins that boost your mood and reduce stress. Think of it like this. Exercise is like giving your brain a well-deserved break from those anxious thoughts. 5. Build your resilience. Facing your fears head-on, step by step, is a powerful way to build resilience. Start with small challenges and gradually work your way up. Every time you overcome a fear, you're strengthening your inner fortitude. It's like building muscle. The more you practice, the stronger you become. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a bright-eyed college student who dreads public speaking. Her palms sweat, her heart races, and her mind goes blank whenever she has to present in class. But Sarah decides to take control. She starts practicing mindful breathing exercises before each presentation. She challenges those negative thoughts by reminding herself of her past successes. She focuses on the message she wants to deliver, rather than on her own anxiety. And slowly but surely, Sarah's fear begins to melt away. She delivers her presentations with confidence and clarity, even enjoying the experience. See, it's not about eliminating anxiety entirely, because let's face it, that's unrealistic. It's about learning to manage it, to navigate those tricky moments with grace and composure. It's about building a life where anxiety doesn't dictate your choices or hold you back from living fully. So, what are you going to do today to take charge of your anxieties? Start by practicing that mindful breathing technique I mentioned. Challenge one negative thought that's been swirling around in your head. And remember, every small step forward is a victory. Keep pushing yourself, keep learning, and keep growing. You got this. Until next time, stay balanced, stay strong, and never stop striving to be your best self.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.